This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Real quick, this Irish baseball game Callis is playing in, like, we can go and hang out in the dugout, right?
I would assume so. I mean, I'm definitely going to go. I just wanted to make sure what time it was, so I put it in my calendar, just in case my kids had a game.
Did I forget that it was this weekend? Yes.
Me too.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I did too.
Yeah. You guys will listen to the early morning show then, because I've been talking about it for the last couple weeks.
No, we don't. We're in the throngs of our detailed show prep.
Yep.
During your show.
Batting practice starts at 4:30, and then game time is at 7.
What are the chances we could take batting practice?
No.
Yeah. He says no. We got to talk to Tony. I would love to get some cuts.
I know a guy.
You know the guy.
I know the guy.
We know the guy.
The guy.
Tony Buscilli.
Don't take reps away from...
You can practice your knuckleball with us.
Oh, yeah. That's the time to do it. Yeah.
Get behind the L screen. Throw us some knuckleballs.
Why would I get behind an L screen? I have a glove. Am I going to have an L screen during the game? Like, come on, no. It's not batting practice if I'm trying to get you out.
We were talking about batting practice.
No, but batting practice doesn't mean I'm going to throw you pitches you can hit. That's what batting practice is. I wouldn't be pitching to you to practice your batting. I would be pitching to you to practice my pitching, which would be to get you out. So why would I need an L screen?
All right, make it however you want. I feel like we're starting the show in a very Starkey fashion today. Hey, City Limits, how'd Baldwin Wiffleball do this weekend? Well, Starkey, I hit 2 home runs. Oh, that's great, Austin. Nobody cares.
Oh, he said he pimped a home run. He used the word pimped.
And then Pomp goes,
define pimp, please, for me, Austin. What do you mean you pimped that home run?
Could you imagine Austin hitting a home run in wiffle ball? The answer to that's probably no. But can you imagine Austin hitting a home run in wiffle ball but wearing like a polo shirt?
Right.
And as the ball is soaring out of the stands, he just... pops that collar.
I mean, I can't picture him running. Like, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, whenever he hits the ball, like, how's he run? What's his gait look like? I feel like his head, he would look like an ostrich.
Yes.
Like,
I was going to say, it's funny that we land on birds, because I imagine him running a lot like a bird.
Yep.
Like, that head's moving all over the place, uncoordinated, might be fast.
Maybe.
Could be fast. He's got the build to be fast.
Like, bird fast, like, you know, just.
But you know what's going to hurt him? And now we've probably gone too far with this, but that's okay. It's our show. I feel like wind resistance would be a big issue for Bechtold because his hair is Jimmy Neutron-like, and he wears the baggiest clothes on the face of the earth.
Right.
I feel like his giant, extra, extra large T on his small body would act like a parachute.
Yes.
And it would probably slow him down on his way to first base. Anyway. Back in the day, Andrew McCutchen could not be slowed down. Andrew McCutchen, from first to third, was probably on a short list of the best things to watch in all of baseball. Somebody hits a ball in a gap. Cutch is going first to third. He's flying. Slides in. Pop-up slide. What a player he's been. And he continues to be. Dan Zangrilli talking about his legacy.
I mean, he's the greatest player of our generation, Chris. And I mean a millennial. Really, anybody that's... 50 or under. I don't think that there's been a better player. You could insert Bonds into the equation and the conversation, but, I mean, McCutcheon's going to have his number retired. He is a fringe Hall of Famer. I think maybe if he plays one more year and if he produces as he did last year, this year, and does that again for one more season, perhaps in a Pirates uniform, I think he may be able to tip the scales and get a good number of votes, and you can make a strong case for him as a Cooperstown guy.
So, I don't think so, and that bums me out. And we could do some of that comparing and contrasting, and I would vouch for McCutcheon to get into the Hall of Fame. There are some bad dudes in the Hall of Fame. Andrew McCutcheon is far from a bad dude, and they seem to care about that kind of thing. So he's a Hall of Fame person. Maybe that'll help him. Barry Bonds, the opposite. I just don't know how Dan, and we love Dan, this isn't personal, I don't know how Dan can say if you're 50 years old,
yeah,
Andrew McCutcheon's the best Pirate you've seen when Barry Bonds exists.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to make this a fancy stats argument, because I think what makes McCutcheon so special is that they sucked for so long and he brought back winning. But Andrew McCutcheon has played 12 years in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform and has a WAR around 45. And that's a big number that people use to measure players these days. In Bonds' time here, which didn't even span a decade, he had a WAR of 50. You know, Bonds was impacting games more so than Andrew McCutcheon. When Andrew McCutcheon won his MVP, he had a WAR around 7. Bonds was 9. Bonds won 2 MVPs, arguably could have won 3. And I think you can make an argument that Kutch could have won 2 MVPs, but Barry Bonds, yeah, he wasn't here for as long. But Barry Bonds was a better baseball player, even as a Pirate, than Andrew McCutcheon was. No offense to Kutch.
I think Barry Bonds, you could sit around your garage with your old high school buddies and have a couple beers and talk about old baseball players, and Barry Bonds comes up of all-time great, not just Pirates. Like, you could make an argument of all-time great. Now, I think Dan was making the argument of best Pirate we've seen in the last 50 years, right, if you're 50 years old.
And even then, I don't think you can.
Right, but we're talking, that. Barry Bonds is talking about, we're talking about Major League Baseball all-time, not even Pirates.
Arguably, like, and for me, it's not even arguably, I think Bonds is the greatest player of all time. And as a Pirate, he was a multiple-time MVP. Andrew McCutcheon was a one-time MVP.
Right.
Also, Andrew McCutcheon's never won a playoff series, and that's not all on him. Believe me, I get that.
If we're just talking just player and no team accolades.
But I think you have to encompass everything. I think that's kind of what Dan's getting at, too, from a legacy standpoint. McCutcheon bringing winning back. But Bonds went to 3 NLCSs. Now, he made a bad throw, and that whole deal happened with Sid Bream. But, I mean, he goes to 3 consecutive championship series. McCutcheon's Pirates went to 3 straight playoffs, but only played in a series one time. I just don't think you can make the argument. Plus, yeah, he says Andrew McCutcheon's number should be retired one day. I have no qualms about that. Of course that will happen, and that'll be a joyous day. It was awesome when he came back. We were there for that opening day.
It was emotional.
It was emotional. There's 40,000 people in there, all clad in black. His mom singing the national anthem. It was tremendous. His number absolutely will be retired. Why ain't they retired Bonds? That's bad English there, but why ain't we retired Bonds? Bonds' number should be retired. Claim Bonds. He won 2 MVPs here. His number should absolutely be retired. And I do think we have to change what qualifies for a player to get their number retired anymore. And I'll tell you why. Because nobody sticks around. Like, Kiner was here for a long time. Clemente, obviously, a long time. Back in the day, no free agency. Guys were going to be here. Now, it's shocking that they actually got a contract done with McCutcheon and kept him around for as long as they did. And it's shocking that he came back. Paul Skeens is going to have an argument one day to have 30 retired, even if he plays here 4 years. They absolutely should do that.
For sure.
If he win in Cy Young's, if they, oh my God, make a playoff series, you retire his number. Guys don't hang around anymore. Not in the small markets. Like, Jeter plays his entire career with the Yankees. Shohei Ohtani's going to play forever. Juan Soto with the Mets. You get what I'm saying.
I mean, but should the Angels retire Shohei's number?
Yes. Claim him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is the legacy of Andrew McCutcheon here? 412-928-9370. Because I can't get on board with him being better than Bonds, the best player a 50-year-old would have seen. But In terms of popularity, Andrew McCutchen's as popular an athlete as we've had around here.
I can't get on board with him being better than Bonds, but I think he'll be a Hall of Famer. If that makes sense. I think he'll be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. I'm not going to say like whenever he retires, like immediately, but like he will at some point in the next 10 years be a Hall of Famer.
I wish I could get there. And all I can do is, you know, you go to Baseball Reference and it has the similarity scores, like players whose career numbers are similar to that of the guy that you're talking about. Andrew McCutchen, and I know we're getting fancy stats again, Andrew McCutchen's career WAR is 49.6. The average Hall of Fame center fielder has a WAR of 71.3. Oof. Like, he ain't even close.
Wow.
And then you look at similar batters it has listed here through 37. Torrey Hunter, Chili Davis, what a name. Mm. Luis Gonzalez, Reggie Smith, Tony Perez, the only guy in that top five that is a Hall of Famer. Bernie Williams, great player, good guitar player. Not a Hall of Famer. Dale Murphy, Dwight Evans, Ruben Sierra, Bonnie Bonilla. None of those guys are Hall of Famers. Raul Ibanez, Ruben Sierra, Sean Green, Reggie Smith, Dale Murphy, Fred Lynn. All great players. Paul O'Neill, great players. None of them in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he gets in.
Hmm.
And I'd love to see it. I think Torrey Hunter was a better baseball player. He would rob home runs back in Minnesota. They had the baggie. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like a giant trash bag around the outfield because they played on the football diamond and he would run into that thing. He'd make catches. How awesome was that? He robbed Bonds in Milwaukee in an all-star game. I wish I could say I agree. I don't think McCutchen's going to get in. I think he's right on the cusp. Now, him being a great, I think, ambassador of the game, I think that's going to help. And him making the return to Pittsburgh, I think, helps him too. I don't know how much you care about, you know, championship success or anything like that in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, if you want to talk about a guy who's independent from anybody else, like hockey, I think championships matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a third of the game, and you have a massive impact when you're on the ice. In basketball, you're playing 48 minutes. You better get some rings if you're that good. Football, if you're a quarterback, I think getting rings, Eli Manning, obviously aids in the discussion. I don't think you need it in baseball. Like, if the other guys around you can't hit, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. Maybe people disagree. I would love to hear the argument at 412-928-9370. What is Andrew McCutchen's legacy in this town? And can you mention him in the same breath as Barry Bonds? This is where we need the callers today. Let's have a nice discussion. The young, the old, it spans generations. 412-928-9370. How do you view Andrew McCutchen? And who are some other players that are as beloved as him? Like, people always want to bring up Marc-Andre Fleury in this conversation, and I think Fleury is beloved after the fact. He was getting crucified at times during his time here. When has anybody ever really been critical of Andrew McCutchen? Like, there was never a point where, oh, this Cutch, like, he's letting the team down. That never happened.
Mm-mm.
But with Fleury, 2012 playoffs, 2013 playoffs, he gets benched for Tomas Vokoun. People were ready to run that guy out of town. So you can weigh in on all this. It's open discussion at 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn going to join us at the top of the hour. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll keep talking about this next. We get Harry's opinion as well, the baseball guru.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Texter, the afternoon guys have Donnie football. You have Harry baseball. Because of the Harry, it just sounds weird. Nicholas baseball? Nicky baseball.
Yeah.
You can't go Harry baseball. Because it just sounds like a baseball covered in fur.
I think that's what makes it funny.
Oh. I missed the funny.
Harry ball.
What do you think, Harry ball. Baseball?
I don't care.
I meant about Andrew McCutcheon.
Oh, no, I care about Andrew. So it's different because I didn't grow up watching Barry Bonds. And
me neither, really.
2012 was a season that I'll always remember from McCutcheon. He batted like 342.
He should have won the MVP that
31
year.
Home runs. Well, Buster Posey won a World Series, so you got to...
Well, you don't factor that in.
That's true, but I mean...
Regular season award.
If they were good enough to win a World Series, I can understand why he would have been MVP throughout
best
the
player,
regular
best
season.
Best player, best team, yeah.
Right, so... that all makes sense. Yeah, but like watching him, you know, he was the first Pirate I ever saw in the Home Run Derby, like that I remember. Like that was big news. So
you don't remember Jason Bay swinging and missing in the Derby?
No.
He came up empty, dude.
Yep.
He did, which is just, that's got to be a lonely feeling.
What year was that? Was that 2006 when they were at PNC Park?
Oh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right in there, yeah.
That's the first time I can remember that there was like a Pirate in there, because again, Bay was a little too young for me to pay attention to the All-Star festivities. So that was just impactful. And then on top of that, then the Pirates like had hope. It's just he has good memories for me on the team. And on top of that, he did put up pretty historically good numbers. So, and he's been consistent. Like, I know he's gotten criticism for slowing down over time. Like, he was never MVP form from like 2017 forward,
right?
But the man has been a consistent guy on base. He's contributed to several winning teams throughout his career. Put him in the hall. I think he deserves to be recognized for that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you need to judge here too, for what he did off the field or just the influence he had on the teams, but that should be very least considered for recognition.
Yeah, I think longevity past your prime matters. It would matter to me, at least, if I was voting. Like, what do you look like? I know where your window is whenever your prime is, and you were at the highest of your highs at your prime, and Andrew McCutcheon was at, the 2010s. What is he doing now? How consistent is he now? You know, where does he rank, you know, year in and year out. Like now, I guess I would believe that he's in the top 10 of DHs or maybe top 15.
He was last year. His numbers right now are a little bit better even than last year.
A little bit better. So if he finishes top 10 2 years in a row at 38 years old, 37, 38 years old, that would matter to me.
I used to hate the compiler, like Frank Gore. Like, get him in the hall. And I thought, man, the counting statistics look really good because you played so long. But the more I thought about it, it's a lot more nuanced than that. If you're given the opportunity to continue playing, it's because you're good enough. And that should matter. Like Andrew McCutchen, to your point, Dor, 37 years old, he's got an OPS flirting with 800 when the league OPS is lower than 700.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a texter to all this. Cutchen, Cam Hayward, both really popular players. Both have had longevity. Both have aged like wine. Neither won a championship. Both have been loved in the town essentially their entire career. Both are fringe Hall of Fame. I think Cam's got a better shot to get into the Hall of Fame. I know Dan Zangrilli kind of threw a qualifier in there. Like if Andrew McCutchen has another season next year, if he were to come back next year, have another season, you're only adding to these statistics. Cam Hayward is adding all pros at this age, which is insane.
Insane.
Both guys great off the field, which aids them. Weirdly, with Cam, when this whole contract deal was going down last summer, there was a lot of people who came out of the woodwork that said, don't pay the guy, which that was definitely not the majority opinion, but there were enough where Cam was battling back against them on Twitter.
Well, he was coming off the injury.
Yeah, that's true. Why.
Yeah, he was coming off the groin, missed a couple games, and you're thinking, and anybody that knows football would think like, okay, guy's 35, coming off a groin injury, played sparingly throughout that season. It's going to be an uphill battle for him to come back and just play decent. And he obviously proved everybody wrong times 50. I think that was justified at the time. It's like, why are you going to pay this guy who's coming off an injury that's 35 years old? That's an interior D lineman, not even a rush in. He's in the fray.
It was more pragmatic as an argument than it was anti-Cam Hayward sentiment.
Right. Yeah.
And boy, you're right that he proved people wrong.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He was the best player on the team last year.
Uh-huh.
He was an absolute stud. A couple of guys want to weigh in on this. 412-928-9370. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hammer in Portview. What up, Hammer?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I think Kutch definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I think if you look at I don't know if he's tied a record right now. Clemente has for home runs.
He has.
And the man is still hitting home runs at the age of 38, which there's a lot of guys who are in the Hall that can't even claim that particular stat. So I think most definitely he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just for those statistics alone.
He really has been better than I thought he would be since he came back. Thank you, Hammer. Hammer's a cool nickname.
Hammer. Oh, a nickname for Callis. Somebody tweeted me. Harry Hardball.
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
Bang.
It's just so funny that his name is Nicholas Callis, and now we're calling him Harry Hardball. Andrew McCutchen, we're going to refer to you as Harry Hardball from now on. That's so much cooler than City Limits, right?
Yes.
Andrew McCutchen, last year, at 37, 20 homers. He hadn't done that since 2021. That's awesome. And PNC Park ain't exactly a right-handed hitter's home run haven. And he still hit 20 taters. He's only hit 5 this year, but he's starting to pick that pace up.
Mm-hmm.
He's 38 now. Why I keep calling him 37.
No, yeah. He's
38.
He's a year older than me. Yeah.
I know that there was this anti-DH sentiment from a lot of people in all the National League towns, like guys like Bob Walk. He ain't doing this if there's no DH. He's playing in the AL somewhere.
Right.
The DH has helped prolong Andrew McCutchen's career, and for that, we'll be eternally grateful. Weigh in, 412-928-9370. Texter, consistent and good feelings doesn't matter. Even his home run numbers are behind people who aren't in the Hall of Fame. None of his other numbers are Hall of Fame worthy compared to others that are in. I mean, I talked about the numbers, but good feelings matter if bad feelings do. If guys get kept out because they're jackasses.
Right. Guys can get in because they're good.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that. Yep.
I mean, the one that sticks out to me is, and Harry, you'll remember this better than I will, I think, Harry Hardball. Was it Colorado or was it Washington? Why are those the two ballparks that stick out to me? Where Andrew McCutchen was high-fiving those fans, those young fans?
It was actually San Francisco.
San Francisco, so I couldn't have been further. Which, I mean, that ties it all together with Bonds. So Kutch goes out there and he's high-fiving and talking to those young fans. And now they're all grown up. And I saw a recent Inside Pirates Baseball where he caught up with them like in recent times, and they're basically grown men. They're adults. It's unbelievable. And don't tell me consistency doesn't matter for the Hall of Fame. Of course that does. So, Texter, I respectfully disagree. Harry Hardball does too. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll keep taking calls on this.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
All right, Nicholas, we were both wrong. It was San Diego where Andrew McCutchen was high-fiving the fans. So we can no longer refer to you as Harry Hardball. Not until you make another salient baseball point. You're back to Nicholas Callis.
Are you talking about this year? Or was back...
Oh, no, this was a long time ago.
Because like in 2016 or 2017, he literally like gave his batting gloves to like a little kid. And that's what I remember.
Harry, don't do it. Don't pull an Austin Bechtold with the Mulsey syndrome. We're both wrong. Enough people have said we're wrong for us to We just got to lay down our swords. And it wasn't just you that was wrong. It was me that was wrong. And I think I threw three ballparks out there, and none of them were San Diego. My daughter was fascinated by the sandbox in the outfield. The sand.
Uh-huh.
And when we watched another game, where'd they play recently where they have, it was Arizona, where they have the hot tub back there.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was like, we need to go to that ballpark.
Yeah, we do.
Like, we got a pirate ship at PNC Park.
Do you know how expensive those tickets are to sit in the hot tub area? You gotta have like a special
buddy
voucher.
We have made fun of my body enough on this show, and I've said enough unkind things about you. I could not, if there was a home run ball in the general vicinity and I'm sitting out there having the time of my life, everybody in Pittsburgh would be talking about my pasty white disgustingness.
That's what you're worried about?
Yes, you couldn't pay me to sit in those seats.
Never.
There's 40,000 people sitting there, and I've got my shirt off. I look like a child. Anyway.
I would do it.
I know you would. You have confidence in yourself. I wish I had half as much confidence as you do.
Oh, compliments just flying today. Different than yesterday.
That's why. I'm overcorrecting.
Mm.
You felt bad a little bit, didn't you?
I'm trying to balance the scales, Ian.
I was making a good faith argument, and you were just shredding me personally. Yeah.
You were making a good faith argument until you said, what was the highest level of baseball you played?
We're not doing this again.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's go to Hunter and Elizabeth Forward. Hi, Hunter.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to bring back the whole McCutchen talk. Obviously my childhood hero, and I think he's a legend in the city. But I just sadly just don't think he has enough to make it the Hall of Fame. I mean, just talking about the baseball writers that vote these players in, and like for ballots and everything, I just don't think that they're going to give him what he deserves. And I think, he just gets left off.
I did see this number yesterday, and thank you for the call, Hunter. Let me see if I can find it here. That if you look at Andrew McCutchen's, let me find, Connor Williams, who's a great baseball guy, he shredded me and called me a lot of bad names when I was talking about Paul Skeens.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a good baseball guy. He wrote, since 2009, Andrew McCutchen's Fangraphs war total with the Pirates would be the best for 22 of the other 29 teams, including the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And he'd be second on all the other teams where he would not be first.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even I'm a little guilty of underselling Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good baseball player.
Very good, yes.
Somebody else text in, is Ron Cook still a Hall of Fame voter?
I think he is, right?
Callis, you got to text Ron Cook, ask him if...
You text him.
He's a Hall of Famer.
You text him.
Why? You and Ron not...
Do I want to catch people up? Yeah, you...
You're not on speaking terms with good old Ronnie?
I think he's still mad at me and it's your fault.
Is the last text you've ever received from Ron that you're an ass?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I'll text him. Let's go to Reese in the Hill District. Hi, Reese.
What's up, fellas? How y'all?
Good.
So, I was about to get on y'all about that McCutchen take in a sense of it was the Padres. Definitely was the Padres. Sometimes, man, y'all guys just be up too early in the morning. Y'all can't remember stuff. But anyway.
I would have named 29 other ballparks, buddy. I mean, I was just searching.
Yeah. But, he's definitely a Hall of Famer in my eyes. And I'm just leave it at that. Ain't too much to be said. His credentials speak for itself. You know what I mean? He's just got the homer lead or tied with Clemente. Was that what it was, right?
Ty Clemente, yeah, 240 blasts.
He's definitely a Hall of Famer, man. Y'all have a good day, that's all.
Thank you, Reese.
Thanks.
412-928-9370.
Yeah, for some reason, I really don't have any, definitive information or facts or stats in front of me. I just feel like he's going to get in. I don't know. He's the type of player that I think that you want in a Hall of Fame, and if he's close and if he's a bubble player, he's one of those players that steps over that mountain and gets in.
The great thing about Halls of Fame is that you can always pick a bad Hall of Famer, and that's not the right way to put it. There's no such thing as a player who's in the Hall that's not a really, really good player.
Player.
But you can always find an outlier and
For
say,
sure.
Hey, if that guy's in, our guy could be in.
Right.
I would be pleasantly surprised if I were there. And I know in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they have a writer from the town come up and sell the case. Like when Paul Amalu was up for the Hall of Fame, not that he wasn't an easy sell, Ed Bouchette gets up front and he says, hey, here's why Troy should be a Hall of Famer. If I were doing it, you were doing it, Harry Callis, Harry Hardball was doing it for Andrew McCutchen, could make it a passionate case for why he deserves to be included. I'd be pleasantly surprised, but oh my gosh, I would go to Cooperstown for that.
Mm-hmm.
I've still never been. Have you been to Cooperstown?
No, never.
Harry Hardball's been there because he was hitting home runs on the minor league field.
Little League.
Whatever. Did that distinction need to be made?
Absolutely.
Take the compliment.
Minor league baseball, little league baseball. Yeah, it's a big
How
difference.
Old were you when that was happening?
12.
Did you go in there and just breathe in the baseball excellence?
Yes.
Do you remember that feeling, though? Like, how cool it was to be there? Like, do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, there was, like, Babe Ruth's bat was in a case, and they had a bunch of... I mean, so I played video games growing up, and they had all these Hall of Famers that you got to play with and go through the story mode. And to see their actual plaques in real life,
yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, I recognize these people. This is cool.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. I remember going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame when I was around the same age, and I was just like, wow.
I still have never been there.
Yeah. Went to the Hall of Fame game.
And you host a sports radio show?
Well, I haven't been to the Hall of Fame. That's disqualifying. You've been to Canton?
No, but I've been to the Major League
Baseball. You've been to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Been to the Major League Baseball.
You've been to the Basketball Hall of Fame?
I've been to one.
So I guess you can only talk about baseball.
It's one more than you.
See, this guy.
Yeah, you let him do it, though. That's the thing.
What do you mean I let him do it?
Look, you're doing it.
I'm engaging, you're saying?
Yep.
All right. I don't want to. You can't bring me down. Ain't nothing going to break my stride. Ain't nothing going to hold me down.
Oh, no.
You got to keep on moving. Someone texts in. He's not Hall of Fame, period. What did he ever win in the postseason? Is that something we're supposed to care about? I mean, I know that guys can help cement their legacy with what they do in the postseason. Maybe it would put him over if he was Mr. October or something like that. But, you know, Barry Bonds wasn't exactly known as this tremendous postseason guy. He's the greatest player of all time, never won a World Series.
Oh, we're talking about, I mean, his abilities in his entire career. I mean, in 2018, he was specifically traded to the Yankees because they needed outfield help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when the Giants traded him. I mean, he's been on...
What has Aaron Judge ever won?
An American League championship.
Great! I mean, get me a ring. You think they care about American League championships in New York?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Well, that's New York standard. That's not... We're not judging Aaron Judge's career. Is Aaron Judge a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Okay, Harry, but if we're okay, so Aaron Judge, that standard is you win rings. What's the standard here in Pittsburgh the last 30 years?
Win something ever.
And he has. He went to the postseason 3 times. Texter, 13-9 will always hold you down. Get the...
Yay!
Callis, we're what, 48 hours away?
Oh, yeah, we got to figure out a time to do that.
72 hours away?
I host from... No, I'm with Austin from 6 to 7.
No, you. Thanks for looking at the schedule. It's you, me, and Mulsey from 6 until 7. You're with Donnie Football from noon until 2, is that right?
Maybe in between there.
So we don't... Yeah, we'll do it someplace in between 2 and 6. How about let's do it between 2 and 6?
Yes.
Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
What if we did it between 13 and 9?
Oh, damn it. Harry Football. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Is Andrew McCutchen a Hall of Famer? You can vote. You can also weigh in. Texter, comparing Aaron Judge to Andrew McCutchen is like comparing Dan Marino to Nathan Peterman. What a joke. Lame take.
Damn.
First of all, that's
no
a terrible analogy.
Terrible.
Because Nathan Peterman, no good. No offense, but not a good NFL quarterback. I think he threw 4 interceptions and a half, maybe 5. One of the all-time bad games in NFL history.
Yes.
Andrew McCutchen just tied Roberto Clemente for home runs. Like, those two things are not like the other. But the point was, you don't necessarily need postseason success to get into Cooperstown. That's the point. Now, I realize that Judge is a better player than Kutch. I realize that Mike Trout a better player than Kutch, but Mike Trout ain't done crap.
Yeah, winning-wise. No, nothing.
Yeah. So I don't think that that disqualifies you, is the point. 412-928-9370, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jeff Hathorn going to be joining us in the next segment. Paul Skeens tonight with his 2.15 ERA. He's got to be better, Dorn.
Here you go.
I'm going to keep saying that until he wins three consecutive Cy Young Awards. It's because of me. Forget about Oscar Marine. I said Andrew McCutchen, I said Paul Skeens hasn't been as good this year as he was last year, and he's had his best three starts of the season.
Yeah, so you're his, like, you're his enemy who he's trying to prove wrong right now.
Well, and now
you push him into this direction, huh?
I did. I'm sure he knows my name.
Do you think he does?
No.
No.
I don't. I would doubt seriously, and I hate to admit this, because a lot of guys do listen. I don't think he's the kind of guy who listens to sports talk radio.
No, never.
No.
Never.
He's so laser focused.
Yeah, never.
I don't think he's that guy.
I don't know if that many guys do, honestly.
I know Ben did. Does. There have been other guys. Like, Starkey will tell stories about dudes.
Listening?
Listening, reading. To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
it's
think
so. It's not many, though.
What do you know?
I just know that guys are not paying attention to radio hosts and what they have to say.
You don't think so?
No. Even if they listen, they don't care.
Really?
Why would you care about somebody's opinion who never did or could do what you do?
You don't think LeBron?
No, he doesn't care at the end of the day. He's still going home to his seven houses and he's LeBron James.
Then why is he getting up in Stephen A. Smith's face?
Because Stephen A. Smith's an idiot. He's trying to be like, you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot too, some could argue.
Okay.
You don't think players ever take offense to...
They probably take offense, but at the end of the day, they don't care.
It's just another means to an end on...
It's not, okay, so it, like nobody is going to put on the radio to listen to radio hosts say something important or informative. Like, they are listening because they are being trashed, probably. Like, they're not going to listen but for any other reason but to hear if they're being trashed or if their name's in the paper.
They're not listening to be entertained?
No. That's the... Yeah, that, no.
We can't entertain a player?
I don't think so.
Pat Freiermuth listens.
Well,
we love Pat.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I love Pat. Texter, I don't listen to you clowns. Ben, probably. Ben, I think, listened for that reason. Who's saying what about
exactly.
me? Who's saying what about me? Yes. And you, I'm just messing around here. Like, you would obviously know more than me. But I don't know why we couldn't be entertaining to the masses. I mean, I think we are.
Saying.
I mean, Andrew McCutchen probably listens every day driving into
you
PNC
think?
Park. No.
Mitch Keller?
I don't know. I do know that Skeens ain't a dude who
no.
pays attention to any of that. I think the social media stuff gets to guys. Like, you see players respond on social media all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, did Doran listen when he played? No, you've said multiple times.
Never. I mean, I barely listen now.
What?
I mean, I've never really listened to the radio, no. Never. Didn't even know, like, it really was a thing, honestly.
The radio?
Yep. I didn't know it was like a for real thing. I
what did you do in your car? You didn't know?
Played music.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you for invalidating my entire existence. I appreciate that.
It's not just you.
No, but I'm one of them.
So am I. I'm invalidating
myself. That's what I'm
myself.
Saying. You're one of the. You're one of us now. Welcome
nobody's
to the dark side.
No, nobody. The Cam Hayward's not listening to this.
I don't know. I think Cam's one of those guys
does,
who
actually.
Pays attention.
He does.
There are guys that I think use whatever type of criticism as motivation.
For sure.
Like Hines Ward, if you said hello to him the wrong way, would be like, who's doubting me?
Right.
Who's doubting me? But I think it's a special brand of people. Maybe emphasis on the special who need for all you guys. And I'm like all athletes. You find whatever chip you can get. And if it's some scrawny ass dork like me being like, oh boy, Austin Hedges stinks. And that's what he needs on that given day to use it. So be it. He'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, James Harrison, where the hell is Tim Benz? Who the hell is Tim Benz? But a lot of the time, to your point, I think it's the secondhand stuff. Like, yeah. I don't think James Harrison's sitting there listening to Tim Benz's show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I mean, you only get like a short window to listen to the radio if you're a football player during the season, right? And you're not listening in the offseason. So it's driving to the facility you would put on probably us, right?
Hey,
guys. You listen to it. Or coming home, you know, maybe you're catching the little bit of the end of Pony and Muller. I wouldn't choose to listen to something that is possibly going to be negative. I'd probably want to play music before I start my day of playing football. That's how I would look at it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go put this on and be like, oh, if my name pops up, I'm going to be pissed off all day.
Steelers lose 13-12 in the facility on a Tuesday, and I'm on the radio going, boy, they should have run the Spider 2Y banana there, Doran. I'm
going to lose my mind. You're right.
Bud Dupree did threaten ponies. Somebody texted it.
He did. Was that about a tweet, though, or was that?
I think it might have been. Yeah. Texter, I don't listen to sports talk radio ever. Devin Bush Sr. Texter, Crowley, you're not entertaining the masses. You're entertaining the asses. All right. Oh, shoot. We're supposed to be talking to Jeff right now.
Uh-oh.
All right. We'll get to Jeff in a couple of minutes here. Fan Weather. We'll ask him about Andrew McCutcheon. We'll do that coming up next. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.